Yo, what's up, everybody? How you doing? I hope you guys are doing great. Welcome to Behind the Language. This is episode number 22, and we're about to start. Well, you know, this episode is a very special episode because this is the number 22. We have been here for so long. We have been here together. We've talked about so many crazy things. So if you are here for the first time, welcome to Behind the Language. I'm your host, Teacher Rodrigo Norato, and guess what, y'all? Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite movies of all time. In our last episode, A Day in History, if you haven't had the chance to listen to it, just go back, listen to the episode number 21, and then you come here for the episode number 22. Well, in that last episode, we talked about one of my favorite movies too. It's called Freedom Riders, starring an English teacher, Mrs. Erin Gruwell, also known as Miss G. And you know, she has played a very important role in the lives of those teenagers in the movie. And based off other people's experience, she has taught her students some values, she broke down prejudice, and she helped them make better decisions for their lives. So, she was amazing, right? Actually, she is amazing because she hasn't died yet. You know, by the way, she is a real English teacher from California, so just go there, listen to the episode number 21, and then you come back here. One thing that I really, really recommend that you do is you go there, listen to the episode number 21, then you watch the movie, and then you come back here because we're going to talk about this movie as well. In this episode of Behind the Language, we will talk about the movie called Coach Carter, starring nothing but the great Samuel L. Jackson, who plays the role of this tough basketball coach. As he used to say, and, well, I quote, "He's not a teacher, he is the new basketball coach." He had this goal, right? I mean, he had many goals for himself and many goals for the players, for the students, for the teenagers. But apparently, they didn't want to follow his instruction from the get-go. You know, the players, the students, they were kind of, you know, man, this guy is just too formal. I don't want to be like that. I don't want my coach to treat me like that and stuff. You know how teenagers are, right? So they're always challenging someone and they're always, you know, bringing up problems and stuff. And, you know, that's what teenagers do. But Coach Carter was right there. And, you know, he had to learn, you know, and how to deal with them. And he had to earn his respect. And the results are magnificent. So I'm not going to give you a lot of spoilers here today. You know, some, of course, will be spoilers. If you haven't had the chance to watch the movie, go there, watch the movie too. It is just amazing. So to start us off, listen to what Coach Carter said while he was introducing himself to the students and setting the rules and stating the terms of the contract. Check it out.
"Starting today, you will play like winners, act like winners, and most importantly, you will be winners. If you listen and learn, you will win basketball games. And gentlemen, winning in here is the key to winning out there. This contract states that you will maintain a 2.3 grade point average. You will attend all your classes, and you will sit in the front row of those classes."
"Yo, this a country-ass nigga, dog."
"Excuse me, did you say something, sir?"
"Worm was wondering, are you some country church nigga with your tie on and all that?"
"Right.
That's what you trying to say, right?"
"And what is your name, sir?"
"I'm Timo Cruz, sir."
"Well, Mr. Cruz and Mr. Worm, what you should both know is we treat ourselves with respect. We don't use the word nigga."
"Are you some preacher man or some shit? Because God ain't going to do you no good in this neighborhood."
"Well, I live in this neighborhood, sir."
"Sir, can you believe this uppity Negro, sir?"
"Okay, Mr. Cruz, leave the gym right now."
"For what?"
"I'll ask you one last time to leave the gym before I help you leave."
"Before you what? Oh, man. Do you even know who I am?"
"From what I can see, a very confused and scared young man."
"Scared of who? Scared of you? I'm supposed to be scared of you? Nigga, I ain't scared of nobody. I would lay your ass out.
I don't think so.
Go on, get off me. Teachers ain't supposed to touch students.
I'm not a teacher. I'm the new basketball coach.
This ain't over!
Whoa. That is crazy, right? So you can tell by this conversation that Coach Carter would have to deal with troublesome students, and they would have to face the music if they wanted to play on his team. But you might be thinking that this movie is all about basketball, but this movie is actually about motivation, it is about leadership, it is about overcoming obstacles in your lives, and setting higher bars, higher goals. You know, it's an amazing movie. And it's also about thinking about the future. You know, about becoming a better person, becoming a better version of who you are, becoming a better citizen. It is about giving your best and also about respect. You learn how to deal with all these issues on the street. You learn how to deal with school and responsibility and self-responsibility. So it's just amazing. And as you can tell, I am a huge fan, and I personally think that you should watch this movie as many times as possible. You know, I personally have watched this movie over 40 times. 40 times. I've watched this movie since the release in, if I'm not mistaken, 2007 or 2008. I don't remember exactly, but I've watched this movie so many times, and you should go there and check it out. And well, you know, Coach Carter, he took over the team for the 98 and 99 seasons. So you know that in the United States, they have the seasons for specific sports, right? So right now, for example, in the United States, they have the basketball season. And then a certain time of the year, they have the football season. You know, some other time of the year, you have the baseball season. So that will depend on the part of the year that we're talking about. So in the year 1998 and 1999, well, they had the basketball seasons, and guess what? They had Richmond, which is the name of the team, playing, and Coach Carter was actually the coach. Oh, so what we're saying in here is that this is a real story? Yes. Well, actually, the movie is not exactly what the real story was like, but it's based on a true story. So Coach Carter really exists, and he wanted Samuel L. Jackson to play his part in the movie. So he was the one choosing the actor. Well, in that year, 1999, actually those 2 years, 1998 and 1999, well, after having lost 22 games and only winning 4, the students did not believe they could win the state championship, right? So they were like, well, come on, 4 wins, 22 losses, we're just losers. I mean, so they were actually playing just because it was cool to play on Richmond's basketball team. They were not playing because they wanted to be the champion, because they didn't really believe in themselves that much. However, that fate was about to change. Coach Carter made that happen. And even after, you know, some parents tried to get him removed from that position as a coach, and then later these parents, they could understand what he was all about. And well, that's why I separated this scene in here. Check it out, listen to it, and see what I'm talking about.
We're closed. As soon as the season is over, I will be here for
you. Mr. Carter, I'm
Junior Battle's mother. Yes, ma'am. I remember you.
Willa. Willa Battle.
How may I help you, ma'am?
Mr. Carter, I got a phone call today from a coach at a junior college in Sacramento. Now, they want to see Junior play this Friday.
Oh, that's great, ma'am. But Junior broke some rules.
And I agree with him. I'm not here to argue with your rules. I'm not. Almost 2 years ago now, Junior's older brother, Anton, was killed, and it's been confusing and hard for me and for Junior. After you lose a son, every time the phone rings, your heart stops. Now, I'm not asking for special attention. I agree he needs to get straight with his classes. But the idea of junior college had never even occurred to my son. Now, I could move to the Hercules School District and he could play there.
But moving is not gonna solve.
But I want him to play for you.
Look, I'm not gonna stand here and say I know how it feels to lose a son, because I don't. And I do appreciate you putting your trust in me. But I need to hear that from Junior.
He in the car. Junior! Go.
I'm sorry for what I said and did at practice. And I promise to get caught up with my classes, sir.
Look me in the eye, sir. Everything inside me tells me if I take you back, I'd be making a mistake and you'll make a fool of me.
No, sir.
You owe me 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 suicides before you can play. I'll see you at practice tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah. So now you can see what I'm talking about right there. This scene always gets me emotional, y'all. Every time I watch this part really, really makes me want to cry. Well, the team started to win some games, and that brought a lot of media attention, right? However, Coach Carter decided to lock the gym and cancel the practices. That was because some of the players would not follow the rules of the contract they had signed when they first met. So think about it. Coach Carter has something on his mind, which is like this: man, I'm going to take over this team for this season. And I want them to become better students, better citizens, better people. Basketball comes second. So actually what he wanted was to have the students study harder to go to college, you know, to have this dream of going to college. And if there are great basketball players, why not playing in college basketball teams, right? So that would be his plan. But some of the parents did not really understand, because they just wanted the players to play basketball. And the players also, they're just like, why are you going to lock us out? I mean, we want to play, we want to practice. And he canceled practices, he canceled games, because the students were not doing well in school. That decision made some parents and some players really angry. But Coach Carter did not give up his plans to make these students better men, better students, and better citizens. So they had a meeting at the library. And this conversation was serious. And of course, I'm going to bring this conversation here for you. Check this conversation out.
Let's take this time to say whatever it is we want while the doors are closed. You have the floor. This is about us.
Man, this shit ain't about us. This is all about Coach Carter.
We're the basketball team. All I see is you on TV, getting famous, eating that shit up.
Is that all you see?
That's all I see.
You ain't lying.
Well, let me tell you what I see. I see a system that's designed for you to fail. Now, I know you all like stats, so let me give you some. Richmond High only graduates 50% of its students. And of those that do graduate, only 6% go to college. Which tells me, when I walk down these halls and I look in your classrooms, maybe only one student is going to go to college. Well, damn, Coach Carter, if I ain't going to college, where am I gonna go? Now, that's a great question. And the answer for young African-American men in here is this. Probably to prison. In this county, 33% of black males between 18 and 24 get arrested. So look at the guy on your left. Now look at the guy on your right. One of you is going to get arrested. Growing up here in Richmond, you're 80% more likely to go to prison than college. Those are the numbers. Those are some stats for your ass. Now I want you to go home and look at your lives tonight. Look at your parents' lives and ask yourself, do I want better? If the answer is yes, I'll see you here tomorrow. And I promise you, I will do everything in my power to get you to college and to a better life.
Whoa. That was a serious conversation. Coach Carter was really serious about it, huh? Man, he made the students think. He really made the students reflect on what was going on. And with the help of some teachers, they started studying harder and getting better. And you might be asking yourself, you know, what are those rules, right? I mean, but what kind of rules were they? I mean, were they like simple rules? Were they complicated rules? I don't know, man. I just know that they made a decision. They signed a contract. And they were not following what they had signed under. So this is something that Coach Carter would not accept. Well, in this scene in here, I'm not going to play Coach Carter speaking, because that's a part that I memorized. And that part goes like this. I'm going to try to sound like Coach Carter. I'm going to give you contracts. And if you sign and honor your side of them, we are going to be successful. Because if there's one thing I know, it is this. The losing stops now. Starting today, you'll play like winners, act like winners, and most importantly, you will be winners. If you listen and learn, you will win basketball games. And gentlemen, winning in here is the key to winning out there. This contract states that you will maintain a 2.3 grade point average. You'll attend all of your classes, and you'll sit in the front row of those classes. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So those were the rules. Very simple rules, right? So, well, we're talking about winning basketball games, but actually Coach Carter is talking about keeping a 2.3 grade point average. He is talking about the SAPs, which goes from 0 to 4. Well, these students had to keep a C+, which is not very complicated. So he was not even very demanding, right? As a 2.3 grade point average, which means that if it's in a, well, here in Brazil that we have from 0 to 10, that's a 5.7, which is lower than the average of 60%. That is very easy to get. Come on, let's be real. So if the students were not following those rules, if the students were not honoring their sign on the side of the contract, Coach Carter was right. And, well, I just love the way Coach Carter acted. And, of course, I love the way Samuel L. Jackson acted in the movie, because he is an amazing actor. Well, since we're talking about actors here, this movie also famous because it was Channing Tatum's debut in the cinema industry. You know, Channing Tatum's, he is super famous and all that, and my girlfriend thinks he's cute. This is messed up. Come on, girl. But I know you love me, so that's why you want to marry me. Or maybe because you never met Channing Tatum. Thank God that you have chosen me. But, and by the way, so I know that Channing Tatum is very famous and my girlfriend thinks he's cute, but you know who else is in this movie? The beautiful singer Ashanti, the one who sings this song here. You guys remember this one?
I know when there's a better day. You're coming, I'm hooked on your love and believe me. And when you hold my body, I know you need me. Wait for me, baby. I've been going half crazy for your love. And I was told that the sex is better than drugs. Been getting addicted, boy, listen. I'm the only piece of the puzzle you're missing. Like when we kissing.
Bye, bye, bye.
You got a girl that'll
bye, bye, bye.
So take me tonight and do what you do to me.
Goodness, y'all remember that song, right? Man, that one was released in 2002. That was a year before I started studying English, which means that when the song came out, I couldn't understand a thing that they were saying. I couldn't understand a word they were saying. And now, here I am delivering a podcast 100% in English. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that what your parents paid your school for? Isn't that why you're here today? You know, listening to a podcast 100% in English, maybe you just know that your listening is really good. You just go like this, man, I understand everything he says, but how can I put my English into practice? And that's one reason why Karina and I have created a course, Pronunciation Masters. Pronunciation Masters is a course for you. For a person that knows how to speak the language, that knows how to understand this language, your listening is already good, but you want to speak better. You want to speak in a way that everybody will understand you. You know, I don't want to sound full of myself in here, but I speak in a way that people understand me. And every time I travel around, people understand what I'm saying. And that's exactly what I want you to sound like. Not sound like me, not sound like somebody else, sound like yourself, but in a way that people can understand what you say. And you can understand when people, you know, when they use elisions, assimilations, connected speech in general. That's exactly what I want from you, okay? So don't miss this chance. Pronunciation Masters is my course together with Karina Fregoso. Don't miss this chance, all right? So before we go anywhere in here, I would like to ask you a few questions for you to sleep on, for you to reflect on, for you to think about, okay? Question number one, do you have any dreams? I really hope you do. Well, dreaming is one thing that keeps me going, is one thing that motivates me. So every time I think about things that I want to be and things that I want to do in my life, that gives me motivation to continue working hard, to continue reading books, to continue watching videos, watching documentaries. You know, it's just like making my network better, you know, selecting the people I want to talk to and I want to spend time with, you know, so that's what keeps me going. So first question again, do you have any dreams? Question number two, if you do, are they achievable dreams or they are just crazy dreams like, oh, my dream is to be as rich as Bill Gates? Well, okay, well, you can try to do that, but man, I think it's going to be really too hard to do it. But think about more achievable goals, right? For example, go to a country where you want to spend your next vacation, or speaking English in a way that people will understand, or maybe buy a car if you've never had one. You know, they are dreams, but they are achievable dreams. You can plan and just go there and do it. Question number three, what are your greatest goals in life? You know, I want to be an international lecturer. I want to be speaking to thousands of people about how English has changed my life to better. to way much better than it used to be before I spoke this language. So now that I speak this language, I do have so many, you know, chances and opportunities that I would have to miss them, you know, if I didn't speak this language. Question number four, what makes you want to go for them? What makes you want to go for the goals you have set for your life? Is that because you want to have more money? Is it because you want to feel more comfortable? Is it because you want to make your parents proud? Is it because you want to become an international famous person? What was that? And why am I asking you all these questions? Because this is what Coach Carter used to do. You know, he used to ask questions to the students to make them, you know, think about things. And the question number five is actually not my question. This is Coach Carter's question. And the question is, what's your deepest fear? He always asked this question to Timo Cruz. You know, Timo Cruz was this boy who was so undisciplined. You know, he was a troublesome kid. And he would always ask this question, hey, sir, what's your deepest fear? This last question was asked by Coach Carter, okay? So many times. He didn't understand the question. I'm talking about Timo Cruz, the student. He didn't really understand the question in the beginning. But after he had experienced so many things, he started to understand what Coach Carter was talking about. And this is exactly what he said, you know, at the end. Check it out.
Sir, they can cut the chain off the door, but they can't make us play.
We've decided we're gonna finish what you started, sir.
Yeah, so leave us be, coach. We got shit to do, sir. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others. Sir, I just want to say thank you. You saved my life.
Thank you, sirs. All of you.
Wow. This is amazing. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode. I really do hope you like it, and I really do hope you feel inspired. Well, go watch the movie and let me know what you think about it, okay? So apparently, we're coming to the end of another episode of Behind the Language, your dose of English and culture. Don't forget to follow my Instagram at teacher.rodrigonorato. And don't forget to follow English in Brazil's Instagram at English in Brazil. So I'm Rodrigo Norato from English in Brazil. Thank you very much for being here with me. I'll see you guys around. Holla, your boy.